Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for anybody who's willing to tune in, listen, and become one with it. You're listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, I'm not Comedian Organic OK. I'm actually talked to. On this side of this line is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is brought to you by him.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. I'd like to say thank my the viewers.
Listeners.
Thank the viewers that actually in the future will be able to see, listen to a platform where you're able to see a live facility, a live venue that we'll be operating under. So, yeah, we'll be operating under a live venue. I'll be having that information available by next week at the latest. So, yeah, we'll be starting next week. I will start beginning to offer a live venues and information on how that will come about. I'll make that available beginning next week. I'll give the updates on where and how you can actually come about seeing a live setup. But yeah, that will start being available by next week and moving forward. That's how it will be set up now. Explain to those out there that are looking, say, well, I'm looking to possibly have someone like you know, you, because I, you know, come out and actually, you know, host the event at your establishment, and possibly, you know, because this is the thing, like the radio show platform is, this particular show is based on a number of things. It's based on coming to a establishment, and depending on the establishment, talk about how that particular business and things are laid out, right? So yeah, it depends on the venue, because this is the thing that I tell people regards to this. You know, we're out going about different cities, different businesses, and offering, you know, information regards to them businesses in the community that they're located in. Right. This show is, yes, it's sponsored by Comedian Organic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The different cities that I've been traveling to, different states, I've been traveling to different places I've been traveling to, these things are, you know, is nobody been sponsoring these platforms. And so this is what I'm saying to businesses out there, that residual, you know, like people that want me to just keep on flying and traveling across the nation, where I'm not charging, have been charging, cleaning up cities, cleaning up towns, cleaning up neighborhoods, not charging, having tools, having equipment, not charging, putting in a lot of different hours, a lot of different cities, a lot of different oppositional things now. We've been dealing with COVID-19, so I have not been, for the most part, I have not been volunteering in that capacity of being around people in quite a bit of time at this point, because on a regular basis, I was just, you know, traveling. You get the point. So as I'm traveling, as I'm seeing different people, as I'm seeing how this, you know, collective effort that I keep up and trying to keep moving through to make sure these things actually get accomplished. Now, I noticed this is the time that I haven't been doing it. I've seen a lot more than I would have seen not completed, because I'm not doing it. I'm not saying that I've did everything. I've touched every neighborhood in the actual world. I haven't touched every platform. I haven't touched every living condition in the world. I have not touched every physical. But I don't want to get into the, you know, I'm not trying to create a map for you to understand what cities I have not touched and what towns I have not touched. That's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is understand what cities and what towns and where I can come through, clean up, and, you know, keep it and do it moving, as I like to say, and be your earth kicker. Just keep kicking, keep cleaning up, and keep. Now, If I come to your town, come to your state, come to your city, now, this is how it's set up. I'm going to start offering information on what towns, what cities. My time and my scheduling will be available by next week, and you'll start seeing what cities, what towns that I will be coming to. And this is the thing, because, you know, people find up opportunities all the time, right?
Community talk. Oh, yeah, you're right. No question about that. That's undebatable.
Yeah, because this is the funny thing. Like, people would have me, you know, come to your town and clean up the amount of trash that take me, you know, like tweezers, the amount of trash to pick up tweezers, and someone want me to just come to that neighborhood. Now, this is the thing. I'm going to have it set up where if I'm coming to that town in a neighborhood, it's got to be, sir, I just told you about that before the show.
What?
Now,
no, I wasn't doing the heavy breathing.
You're breathing, period, on the line, okay?
Okay, sorry. I mean,
listen, everybody. Listen to me. One of the things that I tell people this, I've been telling since I was a child. I've volunteered so many, you won't believe it. It's not important even if you did believe it or not. But when I come and donated my time as a young guy, really young.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, I said, if you're going to, you know, compensate me for my time, do that. Now, people would it's a serious, it's a joke, bro. They give you enough, not even enough to buy a drink, and they think they give you somewhere they would pay mortgage. If you pay a mortgage, the amount of things they have you do. Right? Now, I don't hold everybody under the same, you know, experience that each person gives me, right? But who's going to act like they're a billion people and act like everything that happened, you know? I know we comedians, we stand-up comedians. I'm not trying to give you a whole layout. There's one thing, this lady, I have to talk about some point in time, but we won't talk about it on this platform, at least. I tell my colleague all the time, man, this is one thing to be donating, volunteering. It's another thing to inspire people to molest your space, molest your time, molest the organic. We'll be sitting cross-contaminating harvest that is not healthy for anyone to do. It's enough of that repetition going out there, right? Now, this is the thing you must understand. As I go around, I tell businesses all the time, I'll be able to create, you know, commercial ads for your business, right? I'll be offering commercial ads and hosting at your business, depending on the size, depending on how we're doing it, depending on the weather. It's things that we have to be clear about. Maybe you're offering a business that you got a mobile business and you won't need to come accommodate those things. Now, I got to understand what is needed prior to doing it. Now, to carry some material, carry some equipment all the way across, you know, on a dirt road, all out the, I mean, it's whatever the variable is, I got to be clear about what it is, right? This is a thing where somebody, hey, let's be clear, bro.
Okay.
Talk to it. This is what people do. People have us out in the boondocks and then tell us, hey, we want you to go on this boat. I want you to have a walkie-talkie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to be doing, a walkie-talkie hook up to a PA system, but everybody is going to be in the water. It's like people will do some things, bro, that will be so, like, after you have to do to entertain, and then guess what they want after you did all those things, have you come all the way out and acting like you're on a PA system that is – it's crazy, bro. Like, you know, hook up this and, you know, this walkie-talkie. We're going to hook up this system. We're going to have the system rigged to this system, and, you know, they board, and you'll be able to do this. They have you do a million things, fly all across the nation, fly all kind of places, and guess what they have you doing?
What?
Now you're doing these things that we see in so many ways. I have to say this for a lot of colleagues that they so inspired to be comedians, right? They so inspired to tell their voice. They're flying around the world. They're flying around the nation on their own dollar, and people are exploiting that. And it's like it's got to be if this person appreciate. The material, it got to be somebody that's giving these people some peace of mind. They're not paying their bills. Look at Messenger. You're going around the nation. You're doing stand-up comedy. You're paying with your own money. You're taking money from your bills to fly, to entertain somebody. And the person you entertain, they act like, you know, almost like a food bank. It's like they, you know, it's like a lot of people, they be unappreciative of something. It's not that you're getting people necessarily appreciating that paying for your travel, paying for your bills for you to be able to travel. You know, depending on your family. You're compromising because you're trying to, you know, pay the bill. You're trying to be inspired. You're looking at other people. You're going, it's a lot of things. I'm not going to say all on this platform that it's just not appropriate. I mean, at the level that comedians are being undermined, bro. It got to be like comedy too. Like, you know, it's like a comedy too movement. Like, we should not be able to go around the nation and be exploited and not be compensated. You know, and for me, you know, it's going to be very strange in some capacity because, you know, I'm not doing this for, you know, to get paid, right?
You're not.
Huh?
You're not. Okay, well, tell us, what is this big, grand, epic reason that you are doing this for? Let the world know. What makes this so special? What's really special to you?
What's special, bro, is the simple resources that people truly care. Because people always have the ability to care. And when you get under this actual, you know, vapor of connection with people, you start seeing levels of greatness and you start seeing levels of true wealth come where it's not limited by the actual crumbs that people are trying to get. I'm not trying to pull crumbs out of people. You know, I'm not trying to tell people that I'm sitting here and I don't want trash. I don't want trash around me. That's financial trash, you know, because as we're doing these things, we have to pay tax for all this stuff. So why would I want crumbs to get crumbs and nickel and dime and this is crumbs. And I don't want to get caught up where I'm trying to chase this change and it's not getting anywhere. I know this. You know, I'm not trying to disappear. I'm not trying to be robbed and I'm not trying to rob people. But this, if people really thought that I'm going to stay here 30 and 40 years and do their fantasy of just undermining me and just go state to city, buying new equipment, buying this, buying that, traveling here, going through this opposition, carrying these tools, carrying this equipment, people stealing this stuff. It's all kind of things, bro. And then people look at me and say, oh, man, what is this guy doing? What is this guy up to? He must be stealing. Who comes and does this? And you get those repetition things that happens, right, in between there. But let me get to this point because I've been going on and on and on, and I always tell you, hey, sir, can we get somewhere? Can we get somewhere where we can relax? But I'm telling you, state to state, town to town, and I'm having forums. I'm going to have on the platform. It's going to be forums. So this is going to be the thing that you're going to be getting. City to city, town to town, state to state. It's going to be cities that I'm coming to. As I'm coming to that city or town, you have an option to actually pick, you know, what the task is need to be done. Now, if you're explaining something that you have no idea how to explain it or you know, that's going to be an issue because we're going to have a generalization. You know, some things that give us a general idea of what this is. We need to understand under that city, under that state, under that understanding, we got to have a clear understanding because things are in place in laws for different states, different cities. It's a lot of things. in place that have to be, if it's not done right, then we can be held accountable for taking something, moving something, cleaning something where someone can have someone picking it up later on. Or you'd be surprised, picking up things, you maybe clean up something, somebody may have somebody come pick it up, and, you know, and you move something, and somebody said, well, somebody's picking it. It has to be a problem depending on where it is, you know, because guess what? Some stuff can be people's family, you know, items they've been having the family after family, and they've been calling around, and they said outside. It's, man, boy, you'd be surprised.
9:15 here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. We invite you to basically get involved with what we're talking about, what we're doing. Please, you are invited. Don't just listen. Talk. You can be heard. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please get involved with this cause we're talking about. We're trying to make some real history here. You can be part of it.
Tell them, comedian, talk, dude. So that's the thing. State to state, city to city. This is a thing that you must understand. Even though I am a stand-up comedian, talk due to stand-up comedian. We're not set up to be, you know, negotiating flea market candidates. We're not sitting here to be, oh well, how about I give you 43 cents. And then when you come back again in 6 years, I give you another 12 cents. How does that sound? So pretty good, right? I think that's a good bargain because I normally only give 38 cents. Wow. Those are things. Negotiation in these platforms. There's so many things to look at because this is what you're looking at so often. You got people that, you know, that's set up around the nation. They travel and they do these things, negotiating for the cities and towns. And you're not even knowing who the people are. And they come in and you think you're doing something special. And they're coming in with these, it's more of a, you know, corporate-like setting. And they're trying to undermine you as you're already doing things for free. It's almost like, this is what it's like. It's like, you know how people hire volunteers and then they pay the main key speaker all the money the volunteer's not getting? So if they got 200 volunteers, if the key speaker can pay all the money the volunteer's not getting, and that's how they pay the volunteer. That's how they pay the key speaker. And that's the thing, what I'm saying to you is like, and they'll come to the city, town to town, state to state. As when we start offering the actual layout of what you want, like, for example, you got your whole street, depending on your street, how many houses, how many things be cleaned. Now, that could be a platform where we're actually coming to that area, depending on, I don't know, how many days that will be available. I'll be able to, you know, be able to clean those things. But this is the thing, everyone must understand. It must be a certain amount of people that need to have it clean. So these things will be, you know, compensated for. I'm not, if I'm coming to that state or in cleaning based on time, if I'm coming there to just do cleaning, well, there's got to be enough cleaning to do for me to be there because equipment needs to be brought. And needs to have a clear understanding about what I'm cleaning. What I'm cleaning, maybe you may be cleaning this month, maybe this. Don't you work for the city? I don't work for your city. Okay? This is the issue, right? It's like you got to make a simpler thing where people can be transparent on what they need to know. But at the same time, what is one of the things we need to be clear about? If you do anything in life, right?
Yeah.
If you're still a comedian, correct?
I am indeed.
Okay. Imagine somebody, how you go all around the nation, you travel 14 different cities. Just say this 14 different cities all around the nation. A lot of cities, you do 14 cities, not a lot of cities you go around the nation. Based on how you travel there, based on the amount of time, No one cares about this. Collectively, look at this. If you tell, I don't care what your story is for the most part. People don't really, collectively, some people may relate to your sturdy exception to the rules. But if you tell all comedians what you've been through, you have to. You would have to be eligible. It's like, man, you know what eligibility in the comedy world means based on all the things people have been through? You know what that looks like?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, the public,
mean,
in any major...
To get their approval, that's what you're saying. To complain to comedians about what you've been through, comedians were all, I mean, really, comedians should be really cultural. Like it's the most biased platform in operating setting because it's people, how they operate. Think about on average day, people are culturally biased, culturally prejudiced, and all the things that they're doing just irregular. The things that you're trying to entertain them about, they're not entertained by. You know why? They're already prostituting you out, and you're trying to be a devil. They don't need you no more. You're trying to charge for a bill they get for free. You got prejudice and bias comedy just going out into the public on a regular basis that you have to outwork that. There's already a system where people in place that use their language and use the, you know, I don't understand, and they're saying this. I mean, this is the thing that you're going through. That's why so many comedians that you find out that really be successful, they get chopped before they even, the ones that will be successful, they already chopped because they already explained too many things that expose them making it to the top. It's the ones that don't know they're going to make it to the top. They're not the most funniest, and they get in there, and people don't know that they're going to do it. But the ones that are already out the top say, well, I'm good. I'm the most funniest comedian in the world. Shit. You have to go through, man, you have to go through war to get in there. And time you get in there, you're so moody and so antisocial, it'd be hard for you to stay there because it's a certain kind of system, right?
Yeah, I mean, comedians got to be social. Comedians have to engage and feel the audience somehow.
Right? It's levels of comedy. I'm saying levels,
yeah.
You know, you got some of the tiers, some of the comedians that can go out. It's comedians that can go out, depending on who they are. It's comedians can go out and work. Maybe they work 3 to 4 times, maybe 5 times, and they have enough. They have enough revenue to take care of themselves the whole year. And because how they was actually doing things, you know, it's comedians out there that's going to never have financial issues. But it's comedians that can work 300 or 400. Look at this comedian. No lie, it's comedians out there working hundreds of shows a year, hundreds, and they're in debt. You say, why are they there for? Because if someone paying you just enough to travel, but not enough to pay for your food, not enough to pay for other expenses that you need to take care of, how does that look? How does that look?
Hmm. Okay, I guess you're actually asking me right now. I mean, the question shouldn't just be rhetorical, but honestly, I was thinking, how does it look? It looks kind of bewildering, to be honest. I mean, it does. I mean, you know, you want to be able to kind of call your own game, but you like the idea that, gee, I'm doing such a great job, people are going to comp me like I'm in Vegas or something.
But that's the thing. Like, talking about people with money, that's one of the things that I don't want to discuss how much money a person makes. I don't want to discuss how much money I make. That's one of the things I don't discuss.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to do that. I mean, the problem is, it is a double-edged sword because if you're not making enough money, everyone's thinking, man, this guy's not very good.
I don't want to get caught up in that conversation and talk about money because you realize journalists and people that create this, you know, they have to talk about your money and talk about once you become this kind of entity, ones that make it, they're going to talk about your money. So I don't want to create this kind of space for this. I don't want to create a space for someone to tell me, well, you're doing this. I see you make this. I see you make that. You know, because it didn't start. This didn't start today. Making money didn't start today. Making money didn't start yesterday. It started a long time ago. People have made success, right? And you find a lot of people that, you know, in business, and depending on what levels they are, you see a lot of people in business that you start asking, no, I ain't talking about that. Like they really become screening, right? But then in certain platforms, they think it's almost like it's comfortable to molest your finance and talk about all your business, pocket check you. It's like, hold on a second. This is one of the things that I always tend to see how they make it seem like, you know, only, you know, people across the board culturally is aware about, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've met a lot of people that don't want to talk to you about their money just in general. And I'm one of those people too, sir. I don't like to get into that. I don't want to get into that. You know,
okay, fine. We won't get into it.
No, I'm saying you don't want to get into yours either.
Of course, confidentiality exists for a reason.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the thing, man. All I'm saying is, you know, we're not gonna sit here and go around the nation, go around the world, and buy things. I mean, it's not about complaining about these things. It's clear things you have to pay for, right? So why would I start complaining? Like, when I clean up, I don't want to be, hey man, you dirtying up. I don't want, that's not even the thing I say. How would I sound if I complained when people making a mess? How would I sound? All the different places that I travel, you know how many conversations that would be? How exhausting would that be to start complaining about what people are doing? And I'm not asking people to clean up. I understand, hey, you need to clean up. That's not in my approach. You know, but I want them to understand the appreciation behind this, right? I appreciate them. I appreciate what they've been dealing with. Now, everybody's not dealing with the same exact issue, right? But we have to take into consideration what a person is going through, right? One of the things that I always try to, you know, put out there is I don't want people to molest my peace of mind. Do you want someone to molest your peace of mind?
No, peace of mind is something we all need.
It's like, if you're doing the work, do you want someone to complain? Like, I want to say, you know, somebody, like, you ever heard somebody, this has happened to me years ago. I'm doing all the work, and people complain to me like they're doing the work. They complain to me about the work, like they're doing the work and trying to get me to be exhausted. I'm like, I'm doing the work. Why you want me to be exhausted as I'm doing the work, and I ain't complaining about the work? Isn't that hard? That's a lot of work you're doing. Isn't it hot? Isn't it really this? Oh, why you do this for? Oh, that's a lot of work. I wouldn't do this. Oh, you're not getting paid for this? I wouldn't do none of this for free. It's like, I hear you. But to give me stress that you think is not stress, but I get it because I understand where wealth and where people cannot sustain doing certain things without having some form of deterioration, maybe with health, right? Because a lot of people did a lot of things, right? It's just when the best people, they tend to have health issues later on in life, right? People that start off doing all kind of major things, right? And you see some people that do too much of anything, and later on they start doing things and they're able to make it to the end and not completely burn itself out, right? But it's those who try to act like they got forever wealth to just keep doing things. They don't have things in place, and then people just use them all to the end where they're desperate, asking, please just give me something. And people's like, why should I give you something? Isn't that something how to create? You're creating the stranger experience. You know, it's almost like people need to, you know, everybody, this comedian Organic OK. You've been talking to the show is called Comedian Organic OK.
You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK. You can get all our shows off the web on Blog Talk Radio. And please feel free to get involved with the cause. Get involved with the cause. We're all over the web. We want to thank you all for listening at some point and getting involved. This great thing. Thank you. And good night.